You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is Thursday, September the 19th of 2024. The time is 9:07, currently in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 59 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, just after our information update at 9:34, we'll be hearing a discussion I had last night with an outstanding young man from Mosinee High School, Treve Stoffel. He is a junior. He is a three-sport athlete at Mosinee. He is currently the quarterback and defensive back standout for the Mosinee football team. He also is a big part of the Mosinee boys basketball team and the baseball team that made it to the state tournament a year ago. We had him as a student athlete guest last evening on the Big High School Sports Show, so we're going to share part of that conversation coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. Also, we're going to talk a little bit of Brewers baseball as the Brewers are heading to the playoffs. They earn another division championship yesterday. We'll get to the details on that, and they also earn a pretty big win over Philadelphia to keep those hopes alive to either catching the Phillies or the LA Dodgers to try to get a first-round bye in the playoffs that get underway in just a couple of weeks' time. In fact, I think it's actually like almost a week and a half, I think, when the playoffs do get underway. So not too far off the start of the Major League Baseball playoffs. So we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers coming up in just a few minutes. And also, we will wrap things up this hour. We will have our number for the day quiz with Ian as part of our daily history lesson. Yep, the final segment of the program will be our daily history lesson, and we will be finishing things off with our number for the day quiz. We have a lot on the line both today and tomorrow. As right now, so far this week, Ian is 1 for 3. That is 33%. That is exactly the number that is our line for pass fail because every day we have our number for the day. We turn it into a quiz. I give Ian 3 choices. So based on the math, you have 3 choices. That means you should get 1 out of 3 correct, even just guessing. So 33%, you're above it, you pass. If you're below it, you fail. Last week, Ian did not get to 33%. Only had 20% last week. Started off well this week, got the first one right. Then on Tuesday, didn't get it right. Then on Wednesday, didn't get it right. And today, you have to get either today right or tomorrow right to pass, and you have to get both right to have a real winning week, because winning weeks you have to have more right than wrong. But if you get 2 out of 5, we do call that a passing week.
Yeah,
we don't give you a gold star or anything like that, but it's still a passing week.
You have a medal for that.
Do you feel the pressure? Are you getting nervous?
I feel a little bit of the pressure, but I'm ready to get back in, and I'm ready to refocusing. Get today's number right.
Exactly. So the mayor just walked by our window here.
Oh.
Hello,
Mr. Mayor.
The thing is, we're right downtown here in Wausau, and the you know, if you just walk down here on Washington Street, you can walk right by the window, and the mayor of Wausau is heading to work, I think, over, you know, or maybe he's going to some other downtown business. So nice to see him, and if you ever stop on by, just wave, make a wave, and can be able to say hello to us here as we do our work. But getting back to, I was going to say, are you feeling the heat when it comes to getting one of these last two right?
I do feel a little bit of the pressure, absolutely.
Do you want to know what the topic is for this week? For today, I should say? For our number for the day?
I do.
All right.
I do want to know the topic.
All right. The topic of today's number for the day is the Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible. That's a rather wide topic.
I do have my own Bible in my room. It's on my shelf.
All right. Oh. So maybe that will help you with the number for the day quiz. I'm not too sure on that. But
Bible is also something that, you know, people, a quote from the Bible, and some people have never actually read the Bible, so they don't actually know what's in there. It's like, if you're going to quote a passage from the Bible, at least read the Bible so you have some context into what you're saying. Because some people just say things out of the Bible just because, well, if it's in the Bible, it must be true.
You know, real fast before you continue, not just the Bible. People now with social media, they will say anything about any topic without really knowing. And I've noticed in social media as well, when somebody puts something out there that's wrong and they get called out on it, they get all defensive about it. It's like, why? You know, it's like, you were the one that put out the wrong information, and then you get all upset when somebody points out, no, you put out the wrong information. Mm-hmm. So I just find it sometimes interesting in that respect that,
No, absolutely. It's like when people take certain sentences out of context from the Bible and use it as the basis for their argument, it's like, you know, there's more to that than just the one sentence. If you read like a whole passage, there's actually a lot more to it. And I know the Bible is not perfect. I mean, there's a lot of violence and a lot of, you know, messy stuff in the Bible. Because you have to understand, the Bible was written by man, and man is not perfect. So not everything in the Bible is like, you know, the holy truth. It's okay to question things in the Bible. It's okay to ask questions and try and get a better understanding. But just don't go according to stuff from the Bible if you don't know what it means.
Yep. There are 13 Green Bay Packers who have been included among the 167 modern era players nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's 2025 class.
Nice.
I will say that looking at the list of some of these former Packers, there are a few that have really no chance of ultimately getting to the Hall of Fame. You start off with this wide scope of players, but it's nice to see some of the guys who provided a lot of wonderful moments. And the most recent Packers player to join the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, was safety Leroy Butler a couple of years ago back in 2022. The Packers have 28 Hall of Fame members, second only to the Chicago Bears, who have 30 members. I should have saved that. That would have been a good number for the day. But now that I gave it away, it's like, but the Bears have 30 Hall of Fame members, the Packers 28. The list of Packers nominated for the 2025 class include Donald Driver. He's, you know, had a great career for the Packers for 13 seasons from 1999 to 2012. Yep. Hard to believe it's been 12 years since Donald Driver last played for the Packers. It feels like he was on the field just yesterday.
Yeah.
But we see a lot of him doing those click it or ticket commercials now on TV. Yeah. Also, Antonio Freeman, another great Packer wide receiver. He's nominated. John Kuhn, fullback. Dorsey Levens, who was a Packer back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Jordy Nelson. I remember so many days on Mondays. Would be going over to A&W because they had
anytime that
Jordy would score a touchdown, you'd have Jordy Burgers at A&W.
Jordy Burgers, yes.
And we'd have live remotes over at A&W. And I would go over there, hang out for a couple of hours, have a couple of Jordy Burgers, and go on the air and say, come on over, join us for Jordy Burgers because Jordy scored a touchdown. It was always funny because when the Packers would be playing on Sunday and then Jordy would score, I'd get a text from the boss saying, hey, Jordy scored, so you have to go over to A&W tomorrow for a remote. But Jordy Nelson is a candidate for the Hall of Fame. Andre Rison, who had the big kickoff return in the 1996 Super Bowl, he is nominated as well. T.J. Lang, the former guard for the Packers. Jeff Saturday, who played mostly for Indianapolis in his career but played 1 year for the Packers. He is on it as well. Josh Sitton, a guard for the Packers from 2008 to 2015, also nominated. Nick Collins, boy, he's in a sense a sad story because he was on a trajectory to becoming perhaps a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's going to be because he didn't play long enough. But he was for the Packers from 2005 to 2011, and then he suffered a career-ending injury and could not return. There's a neck injury, and there was some fear that he would be paralyzed if he continued to play. And that was a huge loss for the Packers. It really was a big, big loss, and I think it may have cost him potentially another Super Bowl or two in the next decade. But he is on the initial list for the Hall of Fame. Eugene Robinson, who played mostly for Seattle but added a couple of years for the Packers, including that Super Bowl 33 championship team. Allen Rossum and Jari Evans, who only played for the Packers for 1 year but played for New Orleans for 11 seasons. So those are the former Packers among the nominees, including 94 offensive players, 56 defensive players, 17 special teams players. The screening committee will reduce the list to 50 with results announced in mid-October. So it'll go from the current number of well over 150 to 50 to 25, and then there'll be a vote to 15 finalists, and then they'll finally announce who they are. So it's sort of a drip-drip for these folks. You try to get through the first wave, then the second wave, and the third wave, and then ultimately become a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So best of luck to those former Green Bay Packer players. And actually, there's also a senior committee that have a senior nominee list that includes some former Packers as well, including folks like Boyd Dowler and Sterling Sharp. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, actually. Sterling Sharp had a great career before his career came to a premature end because of injury as well. The time is 9:18, Thursday morning, getting closer and closer to the weekend. And hopefully your day is off to a terrific start, and we'll be back with more coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, also 12:30 on the AM dial. online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by calling or texting us. You can give us a ring or a text. The easiest way is through the Civic Media app. You can just open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. All 20 of the Civic Media radio stations are on the app, but open up ours. You'll be able to see a button to send us an email, be able to open up the web page, be able to listen live, listen to the Sports 2 stream, everything else. It's all there on that little app. And there's also a button to text us, and there's a button to call us. So you can do it that way, or you can do it by using the old-fashioned way, by going to your phone and dialing us up. And our phone number to dial us up is 715-382-9297. And you can do that number either to call or text. It works both ways. So call or text us, 715-382-9297. And again, as well, get that app in order to win the Text to Win contest, which will be coming up again during the 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere. Hey, Packers, and actually the NFL weekend gets underway tonight, Thursday Night Football. If you're an Aaron Rodgers fan, you need a little dose of Aaron Rodgers, you can catch him tonight. New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. Both teams are 1-1. Game will be played in New York, and it will be on Amazon Prime. So I don't have Amazon Prime. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I have one as like a free trial. Usually when we have a Packer game on, but then I subscribe for the night and then I cancel it the next day.
But I don't have an official one. You're cheating on that, aren't you? I bet a lot of people do that. You know, just,
it saves money.
There you go. But Patriots and the Jets opening up the football weekend, and some potentially good news for the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, who sprained his MCL late in the first game against Philadelphia, the recovery appears to be going well. In fact, he was initially thought to miss somewhere from like 3 to 6 weeks at first reports on this injury.
Yeah.
But the Packers QB could be suiting up this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. And according to ESPN, there's a chance that Love could start. He is currently day-to-day. A source told ESPN's Adam Schefter that, "I would not be surprised if he plays this week. It's definitely day-to-day, like you said, and 50-50 at best right now." Love practiced yesterday for the first time since sustaining that injury during the Packers' season-opening loss to Philadelphia. And he took part in warm-ups yesterday and then threw some passes to his teammates during individual drills. His official practice participation was labeled limited. So, again, it would be great to have him back this quickly.
I mean, it's good to see him back on his feet.
Yep, and he did say that the injury is definitely painful, and there were a lot of emotions when it was initially sustained. I think he thought at the moment that perhaps it would have been a torn ligament that would have ended his season. So very fortunate that it was not the case, and hopefully he'll be back Sunday on the road against Tennessee. And it's a big game for Tennessee. They've lost their first two games. They lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets last past Sunday in a tight one. So I don't think it's going to be an easy one. Tennessee's not a bad football team at all. Malik Willis would be the starter again this week if Love can't go. And, of course, the Packers got Malik Willis in a trade at the end of training camp from the Tennessee Titans. So they obviously know him very well, and he probably knows them very well should he get the call on Sunday. Also, the Brewers clinched the National League Central Division.
Hooray!
As they knew that they already clinched it yesterday because the Cubs lost early. But then the Brewers got a big win. Jake Bowers had a game walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Brewers a 2-1 win over the Philadelphia Phillies last night. So, again, they knew they'd already won, but to be able to have a walk-off win, to be able to celebrate the division championship. And
a
also,
double win.
Yeah, and also stay within striking distance of Philadelphia and the Dodgers when it comes to the potential for a first-round bye in the playoffs. Again, there are three divisional champions in both leagues, and the two divisional champions with the best records get a first-round bye. The third team has to play in a best-of-three wild-card series.
Oh,
and the team that does have the third-best record does get the home field advantage for all those games. But the Brewers last season had a division championship. had the third best record in the National League when it came to the division titleist, and then faced off with Arizona in Milwaukee for that best of three. And the season ended very quickly because Arizona won the first two games and went on to go to the World Series, in fact.
Yeah.
So the Brewers would love to get past either Philly or the Dodgers in order to get that first round bye. But right now, with 10 games remaining in the regular season, the Brewers have an 88-64 record. Philadelphia has the best record in the National League. They're 91-61, so still three games behind are the Brewers when it comes to the Phillies. And the Brewers are two games behind the Dodgers because the Dodgers won last night as well. The Dodgers are 90-62. So again, there's 10 games remaining. The Brewers are going to have to be 9-1 maybe, and then hope that these two teams go a little bit around 500. So it's not going to be easy, but it's still been just a great season right now for the Milwaukee Brewers. Nobody, I think, expected this when the season got underway, and they're 11 games ahead of both St. Louis and Chicago. I mean, it's just been a rout in the Central Division. So
certainly has.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers for a great regular season, but it's been struggles in the playoffs for the last 6-7 years. They're going to have to turn it around this year. Let's make a run. Let's get towards the World Series. Let's do it for Uecker. Bob Uecker's been around. He's, what, 90, 91 years old. Got to get Bob Uecker back to the World Series. Have not been to the series since 1982 for the Milwaukee Brewers. So it's been a long time coming. The time is 9:28. We have an information update coming up next. News, weather, and sports. And then coming back after that, we'll have a discussion with Treve Stoffel. He is a junior at Mosinee High School, outstanding multi-sport athlete, football, basketball, and baseball, starting quarterback, and also the leading tackler on the defensive side for the Mosinee football team. We'll talk to Treve Stoffel coming up after the information update. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Last night, had a chance to talk to Treve Stoffel with Jason Foster on the Big High School Sports Show. Again, junior from Mosinee, multi-sport standout, and here's that discussion.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Absolutely, and it's been 4 weeks under your belt. You started off with a game against Stratford, but since then, three straight wins in a row. Before we start talking specifically about yourself, what's been the key in terms of the last 3 weeks in terms of the success that your team has been able to have?
Just beating adversity right now. We got a lot of guys banged up, and even when we got turnovers going, we've stepped up on defense and really got gritty on defense and stayed with it, so that's really what it's been like.
So as you sit there with your Mosinee three-peat conference championship shirt on, which is awesome.
I'm hoping for this to be a four this year.
I bet you that's awesome. But you guys have turned over, right? You're a different team this year than you were. Like, you guys graduated some really. I mean, you're back, and you were a big part of those teams.
Yep.
But you've graduated a lot of guys. What's different about this year's version of Mosinee Indians?
We don't have the big play players like we did last year, so it's more we're playing as a team and moving the ball as a team, so I think that's really been the big thing this year.
When you look at your play on the offensive side, quarterback, the thing that's always been interesting about Mosinee, and one of the reasons that I've always enjoyed watching Mosinee, is because you've always kind of been really multi-threat with the pass game. Mosinee has always been known as one of the best pass offenses. My former co-host Paul Davinsky was the coach over at Mosinee for many years, loved throwing that ball around, but you've also been capable of running the football as well. And you yourself this year, throwing the ball very well, running the football as well. How would you describe this version of the offense? You said maybe not the same big play capability. You had a kid like Jershely last year. How would you describe the offense that you've been running so far this year?
I really like how we balance the ball, run and pass, and we love the play action. It gets guys open, and the run really helps with that. And then we got good enough athletes to get open in the pass. It makes my job easy. So
you're still a young guy. You're only a junior. Often we bring in the seniors, but you had such a terrific performance last week. We had to get you in here this week. How has your game developed? How much do you learn every week, especially as a quarterback? We'll talk about the defense coming up, but still as a junior, you still have a lot of opportunity here with more reps, whether in practice or in games. How have you changed as a quarterback the more that you've had the opportunity to play?
I'm still kind of figuring out the flow of varsity quarterback right now, but it's more just adapting to our guys and making big plays with our guys and reading the defense based on our offense. So it's just, I don't know, they make our job easy. So
you said at the end of your last question that it makes my job easy. One of my favorite parts of this season and looking at the stats every week that Chad puts together for me is looking at your stat line, when you your passing line and touchdown, your rushing line and touchdown. But my favorite part is looking at how many tackles you have. I mean, It's not every day, even at schools where a lot of guys go both ways, it's not every day that a very successful and productive quarterback is also one of the leading tacklers in play. Usually The quarterback's the one guy who maybe stays on the offensive side of the ball. Tell me a little bit about that role and what your thoughts are on doing those two jobs together and doing them both at such a high level.
No, I love being a two-way player. Defense, I like defense more than offense, so I really like to get after it. My brother Davin, he got a lot of tackles, so he's my big motivator. So
47 tackles so far through four games, and also an interception as well to throw in there as well. When you arrived and during the news update, we were talking, and Coach asked you about when do you rest. Could you tell us, when do you rest?
Pretty much Saturday. I sit on the couch all day. I don't move at all.
How do you go about, because I think beyond the physical aspect of being out there, both offensively and defensively, being the quarterback and being in charge of the offense and being one of the top defenders as well, is the mental aspect. Is there any struggle within that as well? Is it just something that naturally comes to you that you're able to go out there? The physical aspect is one thing, but the mental aspect is another. Is there any time where you have to maybe focus a little bit more because you don't have that blow on the sideline that maybe most quarterbacks would have?
Yeah. No, we do enough reps in practice where it's pretty much I get the play, I know what I'm doing, and if someone asks a question, I know what they're doing too. So it's pretty reactive for me at this point.
In talking before you came on, you also mentioned that you guys have quite a few guys right now who are going both ways. Does that make things... And I understand if you got guys who are going both ways and somebody gets injured, you lose two guys instead of one. Mm-hmm. But does it work as an advantage too? Like knowing that you have quite a few guys, like does that change your mindset and your togetherness, knowing that you're on the field on both sides together?
No, I think it brings us closer together. It gives us more confidence to be like, yeah, these are our dudes and we're going to roll with them the whole way. So I like it.
Again, we're talking to Treve Stoffel, the junior quarterback and defensive back for Mosinee High School, our student-athlete guest this week on 98.9 WXCO. We'll continue talking about football, but we're going to step away from that for just a few moments. Are you involved with any other sports?
Basketball and baseball right now.
So a three-sport athlete. A question I usually ask is, when you have a three-sport athlete, are you able to carry momentum from season to season? If things are going well, say, in football, are you able to carry it over to basketball and likewise to baseball? Because Mosinee's had great success in multiple sports during the years. Are you able to carry success from season to season personally?
Yeah, that winning competitiveness always stays around with me, so I usually bring it on from season to season.
Speaking of baseball, Mosinee has had some great success in recent years. Went to state, right?
State last year, yeah.
What was it like to play at state? And I know that for high school athletes, that's always the goal. Whatever sport it may be, in the case of baseball, get to play at Fox City Stadium over in the Fox Valley, over in the Appleton area. What was the experience like to play at state?
Just the environment, all the fans, three times more fans. It's a crazy environment, and the intensity is just as high because the other team's just as good as you, most likely. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. One of the things I wanted to ask about, it's football related, but it's also probably a lot away from football. Your dad's your head coach.
Yeah.
And we had your dad on last year, and I think I asked him the same question. I asked him, what is it like coaching your son and being out there, and he loved it. Like he talked about how what it meant to your relationship. What is it like for you, and what does it mean for you to have your dad as a head coach?
At this point, it's it's pretty normal. He's done it his whole life, so it's a comfort thing at this point. I don't know if I'd feel as nearly as comfortable if I had someone else. It's just, it's normal at this point, so I don't know how I'd feel with anybody else.
So you mentioned your friends and your teammates. I like hearing, and kind of venturing back into football now, I like hearing about your teammates. I like hearing about who are the guys, who else. You're obviously a great leader on this team and very successful. Who are the other guys that make Mosinee football go this year?
It's probably been more of our injured players. We got Elliot Rakuski. He's really stepped up, been a leader, showed leadership off the field and helping guys out, young guys that need the work. And then probably got Brady Locken. He's kind of a sleeper, but deep down he shows grit on the field, so he really shows grit and yeah.
Real quickly, talking about, you know, the dynamic of a team, and Elliot was injured during, when was he injured?
This summer he got injured during lifting.
And so he has been out the entire season, correct?
Yep.
How does, and I actually, when you guys came over to D.C. Everest for the scrimmage, I was talking to one of your assistant coaches and mentioned that loss. How do you go about when you lose somebody that is significant to the plans? Right at the start, you know, that's so difficult where that monkey wrench is thrown in there. How to have you, the coaches, the entire program adjusted when you lose somebody that's expected to maybe fill some of the role that Gershley had for your team last year? I don't think anybody could have done everything that Gershley did, but I think he was one of the people that was expected to try to carry a little bit of the load. How did everybody kind of adjust to that and maybe, you know, make sure that it didn't derail things early on?
Yeah, we had some juniors that stepped up big. We got J.J. Seeger, who really stepped up in his spot. Chris Straits really stepped up in his spot. And Mitchell Micklig's doing pretty well at linebacker, especially with Elliott's fatigues and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So
the conference changed a little bit this year. Mm-hmm. Ashland and Hayward leave, and Tomahawk.
Must hate missing
no
those
more
trips, huh?
3-hour long trips. Let's go.
And Wausau East and Tomahawk have come in. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Wausau East in a minute because that's your opponent this week. So as that changes a little bit, and you're coming off of 3 conference championships, what are your team's goals for this football season?
Same as always, win the conference, dominate the conference. We've done it for years. We expect the same thing.
Who is your favorite opponent? Obviously, you get a chance to play different opponents in different sports. Maybe some teams are stronger in one sport or another sport. Who is your favorite opponent? And you can maybe have multiple ones if there's one that's different, maybe for a different sport.
I don't know. I like beating Medford and Rylander. I'm a big fan of that, but... Yeah, I think Medford and Rylander are the top two.
I think it was it last year when we were talking to his dad about the bus trip back from Medford after beating Medford on the road? Probably those are the ones that you love to win at home, but I imagine as an athlete, it must be almost as good, if not better, to go into somebody else's house and to earn a big
completely.
Win like that.
And when it comes to winning the conference championship this year, Medford is probably the one that's circled and kind of maybe with you guys graduating quite a few guys, maybe some people considered the front runner. So I would, obviously you play it week by week and you'd never want to get ahead of yourself. But in the back of your minds, is Medford a big one on the schedule of that?
Yeah, they got a good running back coming back and we're hurting a little bit at linebacker, but I think we'll get some guys healthy and I think it's going to be a fun game. So,
what about this week going to East? I mean, obviously, it's kind of in the backyard. You got to take the little trek up I-39 up north to Tom Field on Friday night. Is this one that a lot of the guys are looking forward to?
Yeah, it's a new game. I mean, but I'm not a big fan of East, so I'd like to go in there and beat them up. So
it's better to be on the road, going to their house.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at this matchup, obviously you've been preparing for it this week. Anything jump out in terms of keys to victory on Friday night?
We got to stop their pass game. Got to stop Jesse and then keep their running back in. Keep him contained, and I think we'll be fine after that.
You mentioned Jesse, which leads me to believe that through football, but probably a basketball and some other things, you have a relationship. how much in this day and age, and this is more for the people listening at home, like through playing summer sports and all that stuff, how are your relationships with these, with the teams and the, and individuals from these other teams that you see quite a bit? Is it, do you guys do a fair amount of interacting either through social media or hanging out?
Yeah, we do a little bit of interacting when we see each other, but on the court, it's game on game, but off the court, it's pretty chill. So I like it.
I know that obviously you're just sort of in the middle of your high school process. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of time left. Are you hoping when you're done with high school to be able to continue to play either a sport or sports at the next level?
Yes, I would.
If there is a sport of the ones that you're playing, which is the one that you would at this point maybe like to continue with?
I don't know. It's pretty close between football and basketball. So I can't give a clear answer there.
Well, the good thing is you got plenty of time to make up your mind on that. Coach, anything else here?
I was just going to ask real quick, because we didn't kind of get to this one yet. When you think about school, about wanting to play after school, mm-hmm. what are you thinking you might want to do after school from what type of program would you like to go into, and what kind of job do you want to have when all is said and done?
I wish I could tell you. I have no idea.
And you're only a junior, so you don't even need to be worrying about that too much right now. If you were a senior, I'd put the screws to you a little bit, but you're right on track.
What is your favorite class right now? Or do you have one?
Probably social studies.
Okay, very
big
good.
Big fan of history.
Yes. Oh, very good. Anything else before the final question?
No, congratulations on a great season so far, and good luck moving forward. Can't wait to see these last 5 weeks.
And we do have one more question we always ask to wrap things up with our student athlete. And it's a little bit different because normally this is more towards the senior because they've gone through the process. But you've been involved in multiple sports and been part of the varsity for a little bit of time, to say the least. People that join the program, at Mosinee, maybe a freshman or somebody like that, who's just starting their process, in the time that you've already accumulated in high school sports, what piece of advice would you give to those just starting off? Maybe something you've learned in the last couple of years that you could help a younger teammate in order to get the most out of their high school sports experience?
Find the weight room. Find the weight room early. It helps everywhere.
That is Treve Stoffel, Mosinee High School Junior. He was a guest last night on the Big High School Sports Show. The time is 9:49. Coming up next, it's our daily history lesson. Chad Holmes Show, WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, the 19th day of September of 2024. That means it's day number 263 of this year. There are 103 days remaining in the year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1881, President James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin more than 2 months earlier. Garfield had taken office only that year, back in the month of March. On this date in 1934, Bruno Hauptmann was arrested in New York and charged with the kidnapped murder of the Lindbergh baby. On this date in 1970, one of my all-time favorite shows debuted, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, debuted on September the 19th of 1970 on the CBS television network. On this date in 1982, the first smiley face-based emoticon was posted online. So every time you see a smiley face, whether in a text or online, today's the anniversary of the first smiley face. On this date in 2001, the Pentagon ordered combat aircraft to the Persian Gulf in response to the September 11 terror attacks. On this date in 2021, the body of travel blogger Gabby Petito was found at Bridger-Teton National Forest in Wyoming. And on this date, 1 year ago today, in 2023, Wheel of Fortune producers announced that Vanna White had signed a two-year extension of her contract, which meant that she would continue after the retirement of Pat Sajak. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Jeremy Irons, a reversal of fortune among many, many incredible performances. Jeremy Irons is 76 years old today. He also was the voice of Scar on The Lion King.
I was just going to say that.
I saw that because I saw that you were ready to jump right in there. But yeah, Jeremy Irons, 76. TV personality, former Good Morning America co-host Joan London is 74. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Sherry O'Terry turned 62. TV personality, former CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien is 58 years old today. Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show on NBC, is 50 years old today. Allison Sweeney of Days of Our Lives and The Biggest Loser is 48. And Danielle Panabaker of The Flash is 37 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events being acknowledged today. It is Free Queso Day. Is that the right pronunciation? Queso? Yeah. Okay.
Queso is how you say it.
Yep. It is Talk Like a Pirate Day. It is Meow Like a Pirate Day.
I'm not sure that's a real one.
I don't know either.
I know what Talk Like a Pirate Day is.
It is Butterscotch Pudding Day. And it is Woman Road Warrior Day. So those are the famous events being acknowledged today. All right. It is time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And do you remember what our topic was?
The Bible.
The Bible is correct. Mm. And every day we wrap up the program by giving Ian Welsh a quiz on our number for the day. We give him three choices. Based on the math, you should get one out of three correct, which is 33%. And that means for the week, you got to be above 33% to pass. If you're below 33%, you fail. You pass with two wins. You have a true winning week with three. You have a fantastic week with four. Mm-hmm. And we're still striving for that perfect 5 for 5 week.
Yes.
All righty. Let's get right to it.
Okay.
According to a study, what percent of Americans have read the entire Bible?
Percent of Americans read the entire Bible?
The entire Bible.
That's an interesting number. Yep,
according to a study, how many Americans, what percentage have read an entire Bible? Is the correct answer 14%? Is the correct answer 24%? Is the correct answer 34%?
That's not very high percentages, but people who have read the whole Bible, 14, 24, or 30%. Well, I know a lot of people own a Bible. I don't know how many people actually read the whole Bible.
Many people claim that they've read the Bible.
Yeah, but that'd be a different number. But I will say, going my best guess here, I'm going to go with A. I'm going to go with 14%. That's my final answer.
All right.
Read the whole Bible.
Yep.
I'm going for the smallest number.
So the percentage of Americans that have read the entire Bible according to a study. I have to say, I did not expect you to say 14%. I did not think that was the way you were going to go. I thought you were going to say 34%, actually.
Oh, boy.
The correct answer is 14%.
Yes.
I did not think you were going to pick 14%, but you did.
Well, I know a lot of people read the Bible, but I know there's not very many people who have read the entire Bible. I mean, I am not one of those people. I've only read, like, parts of the Bible.
Right.
I haven't read the whole thing,
right,
like, front to back.
So, congratulations.
Nice.
You got yourself a passing week, and now you're going to go for a winning week tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to get that 60%.
Fantastic. Again, well, now you can go off with a spring in your step. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a good day.
And thanks to our guests, Pat Kreitlow and Treve Stoffel. Don't forget tonight, high school volleyball. I'll be at Wausau West as the Warriors play host to DC Everest. 6:50 airtime on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And we'll be back tomorrow, Friday edition starting at 8 a.m. Have a great rest of your day. Matinee on air next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.